If you go to 1 Timothy chapter 6, and I'd like for you to turn there for just a second, because you find out the love of money is the root of all evil, which some have coveted after and left the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. You have no idea, especially if you're young and you drink, you have no idea what's ahead for you. You've got heartache you've never dreamed of. Wives, husbands, children, and if you drink, your children are going to ask you, it's all right, Mommy, it's all right, Daddy, it's all right, you drank. Then they go out with the wrong crowd and get killed in a car wreck, and my mother said it was all right, she drank, Daddy said it was all right, he drank, and so forth. You killed your own son because of your horrible testimony, you see. So, notice what it says over here in 1 Timothy chapter 6. The love of money is the root of all evil, which while some have coveted after, they denied the faith or left the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. And notice that's in verse 10. Notice what verse 11 says. And God gives advice. And here's what he says. He says, but thou, O man of God, you're a Christian, flee these things, run from them. Follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Now, we'll go to number 4. Number 4 is one that's saved and serving. So let's go here to verse 23 and we'll close with this. In verse 23, but he that receiveth seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit, he tells other people. And he bringeth forth some 100, some 60, and some 30. If you're a young person, you've got your whole life, 100% of it for you. If you're middle-aged, you probably got 60. And if you're an old man like I am, you probably got 30 left, you know, if you've just started at this age. You might make that application. But in closing, let me just say this. Here we are at Christmas time, and we brought this out. You're going to have temptations like you've never believed. You're going to be around people and family that probably drink. Are you going to drink? Just to show them that you will obey them instead of the Lord. Is that what you're going to do? You're going to have a trial. You're going to have a test. You know, what are you going to do? I will tell you this. You will feel like $1 million and you will feel clean if you take a stand for the Lord and say, and we're just doing that because at this time of year and in this area, everybody just drinks. And you see a lot of heartache when it's all said and done with. You will feel clean when you say, dear Lord, I'll tell you what, I don't care if I go to my relatives and they're drinking, I'm not going to take one drink. I'd like to win them to the Lord, but I'm not going to win them if I join them. Because you can't join the world and expect to win the world to Christ because you're not going to do it. It doesn't work. Come out from among you, ye separate, saith the Lord. That's not the unclean thing.